We've dealt with a lot of Karens on this channel. Some don't want to wear a mask. Others choose to fight Home Depot employees. But every now and then, when the stars align just right, a Karen to surpass them all comes along. A Karen supreme. And today, I'm here to show you just that. This beast of a woman, this Kraken of Karen, called the police on this man not because he did something illegal, but simply because she thought he looked illegal. Now, before you ask, no, I don't know what that means, but I got a strong suspicion that it's probably gonna be something racist. So from what I've been able to gather, this woman was mad at the way that this guy parked his work truck in the parking lot that he was working in. So she called the police because I guess she thinks it's a crime for her parking lot preferences to be disturbed. I don't know. And this happened.
What were you saying about what?
Hello, Lindor Police. Hello. I have a problem. There's a guy that was in the bushes. He's trying to take pictures of me. He looks illegal. I'm at Walmart.
Why does it not surprise me that this occurred at a Walmart? Walmart truly is just a breeding ground for stinky individuals. Jesus Christ, this is a full-on Hitman Agent 47 accusation here, saying this man stole his outfit from a passerby and did the old switcheroo.
Can he come get him? He's taking a picture of me. Hi, he's being weird. He's from Mexico. The other guy behind him might snap my neck.
Okay, so first she accuses this man of assassinating somebody for their clothes, and now she's claiming that he has a partner in crime walking around Walmart parking lot snapping necks. Is this real? Am I getting pranked? Sam Pepper, is this your doing?
Do we live here? Are you from Africa? I'm from Lindora. Hi. This guy's so weird right now. He's gonna drive a truck out of here. He's illegal as well as possible. The address is Lindora Walmart. Can you Google that before he moves out? Because he's gonna take off and he's gone. Can you get a cop over here fast enough? I'm gonna block his fucking truck.
Oh my God, she's powering up. Take cover.
Who's this motherfucker that doesn't belong? Do you have a green card?
He works with those guys over there.
No. I don't know who this guy is.
Can you imagine living such a contrived existence that you believe that in a town of over 50,000, you not knowing a person invalidates them as a human being? Does somebody happen to speak dumbass here? Because personally, I'm lost. Is she saying that she's not a racist because her friend has seen somebody get beat up before? I feel like that's a pretty low-ranking qualifier to not be a racist.
No, it's not racist. My dad is black.
You know, I think that might be worse than pulling the black friend card. The black dad card is the blue eyes white dragon of the Walmart argument arena. There are no counters.
My dad is black. I'm not racist. This guy's from Mexico. They punk people, and they fucking don't know everybody's goddamn illegal shit. You understand?
Yeah.
And my dad's black. Don't call me racist, asshole.
How could she possibly think that this is making her look any better? She is literally just saying, my dad is black, okay? So, please get this Mexican away from me.
My family works long.
Oh, okay. So what? I want to make sure this guy's legit. I don't want him punking some... He could be punking your fucking job, taking your fucking outfit, working to get paperwork. I have all my paperwork over here. My dad's black, asshole. My dad's fucking black.
That doesn't matter.
It's not racist, stupid. Don't tell me I'm racist because he's Mexican. My little nephew's Italian, Mexican, and Aloha.
Hold on now. He's what?
An Aloha.
The confidence that this woman exuded as she said that Aloha was a race is incredible. You know, I tell you, I had to step back for a second and think about what you call a Hawaiian. She nearly fooled me.
Stupid fox, don't tell me I'm racist. This fox is telling me to move my car because he can't park straight, fucker. Stupid ass. I want to know who this piece of shit is. You understand? Who the fuck are you? Do you have a green card? Are you legit? That's all I'm asking.
I wonder if she forgot about the phone call she's making. Like, she hasn't addressed the operator in quite some time. It's just rude, honestly. I hope his feelings aren't hurt.
I don't want to think you're fucking up people. American lives. Racist. What are you doing sitting in your fucking car? Get a job. Get his job.
Get a job, says the lady attacking the person with a job, at his job. Midday in a Walmart parking lot. You really showed him, didn't you? Can you imagine how disappointed her family is in her if what she said was actually true? She has a Hispanic nephew and a black father, and she's sitting here in the Walmart parking lot attacking a man for doing his job just because he's Hispanic? You gotta be a real piece of trash for that one. But do you know something that's not trash? My goal to hit 2,000 subscribers before the end of the year. So if you happen to enjoy the video, please contribute to that goal by leaving a fat subscription, just a real juicy one. But for now, that's all I have for you today. Bye.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. If you do not subscribe to August the Duck, I will call the police. This is a serious matter. If you do not subscribe, I'm contractually obligated to uppercut your grandmother.